today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown.
If you've ever been to a Steel Panther show, you know that we don't really, you know, if there's a line of good taste, we snort it. So
that and more words of wisdom from the best guitarist in the band Steel Panther. Satchel is my guest today on the Talkin' Rock podcast. Up first, of course, a happy belated birthday to him. We talk about that. The new album, guest stars. Did you guys see the Steelers-Panthers promo they did with the NFL on Fox? Really cool stuff. I even got him to say some nice things about his singer, Michael Starr.
He's my favorite singer in the world, and he's the best heavy metal lead singer I've ever seen live.
We talk about Steel Panther TV. We talk about taking Wilson on stage, their tour, what he's got going on this coming Sunday here in Detroit before this show at the Fillmore Sunday night. That and more with Satchel. Then Gary Spivak is up second. Rock on the Range is no longer. It's now called Sonic Temple. Same dates, same location, different name. Lots of great rock bands on the bill, as you would expect, from System of a Down to Foo Fighters to Disturbed. Plus, I've got the comedy tent and a little spoken word thing, too.
And that's one of the many newer things you're going to see with this festival is, in addition to the comedy tent, it's also going to be a spoken word night.
Satchel from Steel Panther, Gary Spivak tells us all about Sonic Temple, and Al Beck is here with Rock News today on Talkin' Rock.
This is Talkin' Rock. Talkin' Rock. Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
Thank you, as always, for downloading, listening, sharing, being part of the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. I do appreciate that. If this is your first time listening, go back. I had Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm, even Carl Palmer for some of you prog rock fans. I've got some great interviews coming up. This week's going to be a really busy week, so I suggest if you're really into the Talkin' Rock thing, then make sure you subscribe and give this a 5-star rating if the spirit moves you, as we would appreciate that as well. I've got a lot of interviews coming up here this week. We'll tell you all about that coming up here in a bit. Al Beck's going to be in later with Talking Rock news, including news on Ozzy, a band putting out some new music without their drummer, Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses. We got a story about that, as well as other things, too. And Gary Spivak talks Sonic Temple, which used to be called Rock in the Range for the past 10 or 12 years, and now it's changed name. Different name, same location. We talk about the bands. We talk about how you can get your tickets, all that kind of stuff coming up here in just a bit. In the meantime, if you're in the Southeast Michigan area, Steel Panther going to be in town Sunday, December 2nd at the Fillmore. But earlier that day, Satchel is going to join us at Rock City Music in Livonia. You can Google that for all the information. He's doing a signing, a meet and greet, the whole thing. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a few minutes with the greatest guitarist in all of Steel Panther. Satchel, how's things, man?
I'm kicking so much ass, dude.
Dude,
oh my God.
I can imagine. You just had your, what, 63rd birthday the other day? Is that what happened?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I actually don't even know how old I am now. I don't even care.
You got to cut your arm and count the rings or something, right? Is that what they do now?
Yeah, I think that's the only way to do it for real, and I don't want to do that. So, but I know, you know, like, we're working on a new Steel Panther record, and I've got a whole, I've got a brand new endorsement from Viagra, so that's
wow.
Really cool.
Well, there you go. Well, we'll talk about all that stuff in a second, but I want to know what you did for your birthday. It was just the other day, last week, a Thanksgiving Day birthday. So what kind of stuff do you do?
Well, honestly, I just got together with some of my family, and we went to a strip joint and did some blow.
To see some of your relatives? Is that
yeah, just a normal thing, you know. Yeah, the whole family was there. My grandparents are still alive. They're about 140s. They're in their 140s. And they still love the cocaine. I don't know. It's just amazing.
It's like this.
It's got life-giving properties.
It's like that Buck Cherry song. They love the cocaine, right? So
they do. Yeah. They really do.
So, yeah, it's funny because I was hanging out with Bumblefoot over the weekend, and, I mean, if there's a guy out there that really needs guitar lessons, it's probably that guy.
Oh, well, God, you know, he used to give me guitar lessons. He didn't tell you that?
No, did he really? Because I know I mentioned that I was going to be talking to you, and I'm sure he told me to say hello, but did you take guitar lessons from him?
Well, not in person, but I've been stalking him for a number of years now.
From afar, yeah.
Sometimes, I know where he lives, and sometimes when he's up late practicing, I just look through his window.
The first question I ever asked him was, I go, dude, when did you realize that, like, one neck for a guitar was not enough? And I'm not a guitar player or nothing, but people tell me that playing that fretless neck is really hard.
Oh, you know what? I started on a violin when I was a kid. And I was like, only crazy people play things without frets. I need frets on mine. As a matter of fact, I made my frets bigger just so I could see them better.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. So we do and bad eyesight. Right.
Yeah, I have fat fingers, too. My fingers are like little snossages. It's horrible.
No, that's cool, man. Well, that's awesome. Well, looking forward to seeing you guys. It's been a while since you've been here in Detroit. I think it's been about a year or so. As a matter of fact, the last time I saw you guys in person was at the House of Blues show, and you'll never guess who I was hanging out with that night.
Let me guess. Was it the lead singer from Nightfall?
No.
Okay, I don't know then.
It was the late Vinnie Paul.
Oh, Vinnie, man. Oh, God.
Yeah, that was last year.
He was always fun to hang with.
Right. It was the night of the Guns N' Roses concert, November last year in Las Vegas. And uh-huh. Vinny showed up and was totally hammered. I got the video on my that's a pinned video on my on my Twitter page. And he it was his idea. He wanted to shoot a video, and so we did. And it's great. Yeah. And that was the last time I saw Vinny in person. But of course, we texted all throughout the hockey season and whatnot. And of course, his Vegas Golden Knights. But when I was at that House of Blues show, it's like you guys do a lot more covers in Vegas, and I love the fact that when you come to Detroit and stuff in other cities, you play more of your original stuff.
Well, you know what? We're actually going to be doing some covers when we come to Detroit this time too, because we're doing a show called the Sunset Strip Live Show. And you know, a lot of people, before we started doing original music, we were a cover band, and you know, a lot of people around the world know us just from our originals, because our originals are so kick ass.
Of course.
A lot of people don't, you know, the thing is, we do our original music great. Nobody can do it better than us. But a lot of people don't know how good of a cover band we are. And we can do covers so well that, you know, I think at one point we were the highest paid cover band, not only in the world, but also in the entire galaxy.
So, is that right? And you took a poll of other galaxies as well?
Well, no, not, don't be silly. Not other galaxies.
Oh, just this one. Okay.
One we're in. Yeah.
No, that's great. So you guys got but I mean, in Vegas, you did four original songs. So listen, I guess I'm one of these guys. I've got all your original stuff on vinyl and stuff, and I listen to it all the time. So I was looking for
Meltdown. That's why I love you, dude. That's why I love you. You know, you're the one who bought all the records. We're wondering.
That's it. Now I'm gonna be hosting a thing with you earlier on December 2nd, on this coming Sunday, before you go out there at Rock City Music. What's that going to be about? You're going to be telling some stories, playing some licks, signing some boobs. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, I'm selling all kinds of things. I'm going to sell old underwear, like not mine, but I own a pair of Michael Jackson's underwear. I'm going to sell it for $400,000. That's the asking price. No, I'm going to be hanging out. I've got a my own Satchel Model Charvel that is going to be for sale. It's an awesome guitar. You can probably look it up online. It's just killer looking, and it's killer sounding. It's got awesome Fishman pickups in it. It's the best sounding guitar I've ever played. And I'm going to be there just telling stories about the rest of the guys in the band behind their backs.
Right.
And meeting girls and getting phone numbers and maybe taking some girls backstage where they string the guitars in that shop. So,
that's right. Exactly. Yeah, string the guitars. Yeah, do all that kind of stuff. Right. So that's going to be happening this coming Sunday before you guys take to the stage. By the way, it's like snowing balls out here and it's like cold. So bring your parka or whatever you wear.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to invest in a parka. I don't even know what a parka is. I don't live in that kind of weather, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to make sure I'm warm. We've been to Detroit enough. I love it out there. I love the people. It's a great city. Even when it's cold, there's always great places to score crack and stuff. It's great. I love it.
By the way, Don Jameson just texted me and he said he wants to tour with you guys. So there you go.
Well, we're going to work that out. We're definitely going to work that out.
He's going on tour with Pop Evil in February and stuff. Opening up for those guys. See, now Don would be the perfect guy to take on tour with you guys.
Oh yeah, dude, he's great. He's funny dude. Love him. I love to take him out.
So you just talked about your guitar and stuff, and I have to admit, all seriousness, you got this Pussy Melter guitar pedal right now, and I am so glad that you guys did not like cave to the PC crowd. That when they were going after you, you guys just said, "Well, hey, take it or leave it. This is our pedal, and this is what we got." So.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we've been dealing with people like that for a long time. So we do what we do, and there's been people. You know, if you've ever been to a Steel Panther show, you know that we don't really, you know, if there's a line of good taste, we snort it. So it's you know, it is what it is. I mean, people can be offended. We're okay with people being offended, but we're not going to change what we do. And of course, when that opportunity came up, we were approached by somebody who was like, "Hey, our company will make the pedal. All you guys got to do is design it." And so I knew what I wanted, and I'll tell you what, the thing sounds amazing. As a matter of fact, there was a gear magazine that listed their top 10 distortion pedals of all time just recently, and the Pussy Melter was number 2.
Really?
Just behind the Tube Screamer by Ibanez. And to be honest with you, I love the Tube Screamer, but I think the Pussy Melter is a better pedal, because you can actually, you know, play through the Pussy Melter into a clean guitar amp, and it still sounds like a modded Marshall. It's really amazing.
And what are the knobs say on them? And that one, like,
there's a couple knobs and a couple switches.
Does it say like booty or something?
Yeah, there's booty and there's sizzle, and then there's gushing, and there's wet and gushing, I think, is the two switches. But, you know, so for gushing, you got like ultra high gain, but it's a killer sounding pedal. It's great.
That's awesome, man. I was so glad to see you guys in back down. So that's been selling, of course, I'm sure, probably like hotcakes, huh?
Well, to be honest with you, it sold so quickly, we had a hard time keeping up with the orders. We did a limited run. We stopped selling them on October 1st. So there's only like 2,500 of them out there, and I don't know. I mean, like I said, it's a great sounding pedal, and I don't know. Maybe someday we'll do another run of them, because everybody wants them. I mean, we had a lot of people that couldn't get them because we sold out so quickly. So.
Yeah, maybe some people will bring them to Rock City Music this coming Sunday and have you sign a few or something.
They probably will. So, and I'm happy to do it. So come on down, bring your Pussy Melter, and if you don't have one of those, then I'll just sign your face or something.
Now, y'all, you mentioned a few minutes ago the new record right now. Now, are you guys working with my friend Jay Rustin from right across the border here in Windsor, Ontario?
We are working with Jay Rustin again. We've done every record with Jay, and we're doing a new record with him right now, and it sounds awesome so far. And you know, we're doing this little tour, so we got to take a break from doing some recording, but we're going to probably start the lead vocals in about a month. And we'll be done. Well, I mean, it's the whole thing to be done and be ready to be released, hopefully, by the middle of next year.
Now, yeah. I've told Michael before that I've always wanted you guys to at least use the line "easier than a two-piece puzzle" in one of your songs, just so I could say I got a lyric in a Steel Panther song. That's all I wanted.
Ooh, I like that. Well, you're talking to the right guy, because I read all the words. So,
all right. I won't even ask for, like, a writing credit. Just use it, and I can say I gave him that line.
But this is all on record now, and you're going to come back and sue me for everything I've got, which is over $100.
Right.
So that's not good.
Listen, easier than a two-piece puzzle. I'll just charge you $20 for it, okay?
I like that. I'll pay you for it.
It rhymes with muzzle. You can do a lot of things with that. So
lots of stuff.
Right, exactly. So you say next year the record's going to be out. Now, I was listening, and you know, you guys had Rudy Zarzo on the last record and whatnot. So do you got any special guests lined up for this one?
Well, we've got a lot of people that we want to get, and we're starting to make phone calls now, but there's people that I would like to get on the record. I don't want to blow it. I don't want to throw names out there and have them not be on there, but I'd rather have it be a surprise anyway. But there's always people on our records. You know, we had Vivian Campbell on the record. We had, we had Corey Taylor on our first record. Scott Ian was on our first record.
The guy from Cheap Trick, wasn't he on the,
That's right. Robin Zander was on our last record, which is awesome, cause I love Cheap Trick. God, man, there's bound to be a few people on the new record, so we'll see how it pans out. See if everybody's still alive when we call them.
So you said that how much of the record is done percentage-wise, would you say? You say you got vocals still to do?
We've got vocals still to do. All the basic tracks are done, so bass bass drums and rhythm guitars. I'm currently just gonna, you know, it takes me like maybe 6 minutes to do all the guitar solos. It doesn't take long. One take Jake is what they call me. I just go right through it.
Or two and, pump jump, right? Is that two pump jump, one take
yeah,
Jake?
One take Jake, and I am two. They call me two pump jump. I never knew why, though. Mostly just the girls tell me that.
Right.
It should be done, you know, all the, you know, little air cookies and like, you know, guitar solos and, you know, keyboards. Don't tell people we use keyboards.
All right. I'll pass on that one.
That stuff will get done. It'll get done quick. And the hard part is the lead vocals, because, you know, our singer, you know, doesn't sing in tune very well. So I have to stand there with a bullwhip to hit him hard.
You got the auto-tune thing. Hey, in all seriousness, Michael's a pretty damn good singer, isn't he?
He's my favorite singer in the world, and he's the best heavy metal lead singer I've ever seen live. He's, you know, listen, I mean, there's certain guys like Dio was, you know, in a class of his own, right? And I got a lot of favorite singers. Halford was great. You know, Bruce Dickinson from Maiden, I love him. You know, there's a lot of guys who do the metal history that are legendary. But I don't know anybody who can sing better night after night and perform like Michael Starr. He's the man. So
yeah, boy, that would have been cool to be in a band with Rob Halford. Man,
it would have been.
That would have been something. You should put that on your list of things that you should have done in your life.
It is. It's on my bucket list. I'll make it happen. Yeah. I'll make it happen.
Someday. You got to have dreams. Hey, you know, I was just looking at this. It's funny because April was the 10th year of when you guys changed the name to Steel Panther, wasn't it? 10 years.
I think it is. I think it has been 10 years. Yeah.
2008.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, four records out, right? It's four, right? It's like yep. Man, you guys.
Four studio albums, going on our fifth studio album. We've got two live records.
Right.
All kinds of stuff. Lots of naked pictures of us online.
Unfortunately, but yeah. But that's cool, man. I saw you guys as, I want to say it was Metal School in 2004 for the first time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, way back in the day, right?
Yeah, I saw.
Did you see the Viper Room?
I saw you at the Roxbury. Is that right?
I don't know. The Roxy, maybe?
The Roxy. Yeah. Because I was only, I'm not from Los Angeles. Yeah, the Roxy.
The Roxy.
This girl, Erica, I know, she's a record rep, and she says, yeah, tell the guy at the door that you know me, and, you know, he'll probably let you in for free. So I walked up there. I see, I know Erica, and he goes, great, $12. So I
That's how it works. That's called the record business right there.
Right. And that night, I think I might have told you about this before, but Scott Ian jumped up on stage, then Steve-O and Davey from AFI. That was the night. And I'm sure you guys get that all the time. So, but it was really cool. That was the first time I saw you guys. And here you are all these years later. I mean, you're even on TV on, you know, Thursday Night Football, making promos and everything.
You know what? I'll tell you what. That was one of the coolest experiences, just getting to see Terry Bradshaw with long hair and a Steel Panther shirt. one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Now, where did that idea come from? I mean, it was a fan genius idea, as a matter of fact. Who came up with that idea or contacted you or whatever?
It is a genius idea, and I got to tell you, there's a lot of people that have that idea online for a while, because, you know, the Steelers-Panthers game, we're perfect for it. But,
right.
But they called us, people at Fox, and they asked us if we'd do it, and we said, well, let's check our schedule. No, we said, yes, of course. And we had a gig. We did a festival down in Mexico and flew right from the festival into L.A. And went straight to Fox. And we did a festival with Sammy Hagar and Guns N' Roses, and it was called the Mother of All Festivals down in Mexico. And we got to hang out with Michael Anthony and Sammy Hagar and just get completely stoned. It was awesome. And then we flew right back and did this NFL thing, and it was a blast. Yeah, man. Great.
Oh, it's so good, man. It was so genius. What did you think of GNR down when you seen him? How many times you see him in this current incarnation?
They were great. I mean, they're GNR, so, you know, it's always fun. You know, I'm a fan of, you know, who's not a fan of Appetite Records, one of the greatest records ever made. So
yeah.
They sounded great, and it was It was great. It was great. I was, you know, I was on the side of the stage with Michael Anthony. We're just doing shots and lines. It was great.
Now, I know that, like, a lot of bands, like, obviously love you guys. I've seen, you know, David Draymond go up on stage with you guys and all sorts of bands and stuff. But without naming names, and you can if you want to, but is there bands that just look at you guys like, Jesus Christ, I'm in the same business as you guys, and they just, you know, ignore you or walk away? Or for the most part, do bands really dig you guys?
Well, there's bands that hate our guts. I mean, we did a tour a few years ago with Def Leppard and Motley Crue, and Def Leppard, you know, they got us on the tour, and it was an arena tour in the UK, and they love us. They just, you know, they were so nice and so cool. And Motley Crue was on the tour, and they hated us.
They wanted
to kill us. Every night they wanted to kill us. And I don't think, you know, they talked to us once the whole tour. And Tommy Lee and I, like, we just got into it. We butted heads a lot because Tommy Lee, I don't know why he hates us so much, but, you know, I mean, listen, I extended the olive branch. I wanted to be friends with him. I think some people feel threatened because we, you know, like, I think maybe Tommy Lee feels like we're poking fun at him personally, but we're just having fun. You know, we love heavy metal. I think it's pretty obvious to people that like Steel Panther that we are good at playing it because we've been playing it our whole lives. And you know, if we were just out to make fun of heavy metal players, then we probably wouldn't be as good at, you know, playing it and writing songs. And we love it. We just love what we do, and we love heavy metal. And someday maybe Motley Crue will be our friends, but they're not. They I think Tommy Lee would love it if one of us got hit by a bus.
Hey, just a couple more things here for you, because I got to talk to Gary Spivak from what is now being known as Sonic Temple, but used to be known as Rock in the Range. And every year I would look for you guys to be on the bill. And, you know, they say hello, by the way, Gary and some of the people over there.
Those guys are great. Gary's awesome, dude.
Yeah. So tomorrow you guys got SPTV firing up. Is that right?
That's right. We got a bunch of new SPTV stuff online for fans to watch in between CNS Live and it's all very entertaining. We did it on a very low budget. We spent maybe, I think, about $15 on the potato chips, you know, and the Coca-Cola.
The catering, yeah, exactly.
The catering. So, but yeah, it comes out great every time because, you know, it's really all about the acting. That's our true craft.
Well, you guys are definitely actors. There's no question about that. So, and you guys are taking our friends from Wilson on tour from right here in Detroit. Love those guys.
They are one of my favorite rock bands out there. They're awesome.
You know, I just talked to Chad the other day, and I don't know if you've had a chance to dig into their latest record, but it's kind of a totally different record from the last one they came out with. It's got a lot of innuendo, and it's kind of funny and entertaining in a totally different kind of way, and it's almost like the perfect fit for this tour.
That's awesome. I'm going to have to go put it on right now and rock out through it.
Yeah, so there you go. Well, listen, Satchel, looking forward to seeing you Sunday, December 2nd. And, of course, you got dates all over the place so people can check out your Twitter and Facebook and web pages and whatnot and check you guys out. And the new record comes out next year. Hey, by the way, were songs accidentally deleted? I was going to ask you about this earlier. And then you guys had to start over. Is that just, you know, hearsay?
Well, We recorded a bunch of stuff and Lexi accidentally pressed the delete button. I don't know how it happened. I didn't think that could happen, but we did like an entire, we just started over because you're on Pro Tools, right? You know how that is,
right?
Like sometimes you try to go in there and give a command to like find the file that you just deleted, and you just make things worse by deleting more files. And we just went, screw it, we'll just start over.
Yeah. Well, that does happen. I've had that happen, unfortunately, myself. So, all right, man. Well, listen, we'll see you Sunday. Safe travels, and thanks for your time, Satchel.
Hey, thank you. I'm looking forward to hanging.
Legendary guitarist Satchel from the one and only Steel Panther today on Talking Rock. Got to thank him for checking in. And like I said before, check their website and Twitter page and Facebook and whatnot for dates near you, no matter where you might be listening to this. Looking forward to hearing the new record coming up next year. That's a band I've seen so many times in the past. Man, over the last 10 years, so many times. Really great band to see. So much fun as well. Sonic Temple is going to be around on the third weekend of May once again. It used to be called Rock in the Range. Different name, same dates, same location in Columbus, Ohio. And promoter Gary Spivak's on the line with us now. Hey, Gary.
Meltdown, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and an early Christmas present.
That's right.
Been dropped on our laps.
And I'll tell you one thing, man. If you didn't have the Cult on this tour, it would be a waste. It would just not be right. To call it Sonic Temple, then not have the Cult on there. But no, seriously, Foo Fighters, System of a Down, Disturbed, Bring Me the Horizon, Ghost, Hailstorm, the list goes on and on. It's a new name, same venue. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, that's important for us to stress to everybody listening. It's the same weekend as always, the same stadium as always in Columbus, Ohio. We just have a new name that will carry us, you know, into the next decade plus. And I think it's important to know that it was important to have a level of consistency for the core fans, for the Rangers out there, to know that, hey, this is the rock festival. This is it. This is the one we all talk about in North America's number one rock festival. Just a new name. But look, we've been trying to get the Foo Fighters for a decade, System of a Down for a decade. And then Andrew Dice Clay, the Dice Man himself, to headline the comedy tent. We've been trying to get Andrew Dice Clay for a decade. So we have a lot of exciting things. And I think you'll notice we're able to kind of branch out musically a little bit too, getting acts like The Prodigy and Tom Morello's side project and Pussy Riot. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you're fine.
Excellent. But then at its core, getting acts like Disturbed and Bring Me the Horizon, Hailstorm, Chevelle, Ghost to return, and Beartooth, and on down the list. So I think there's something for everybody, you know, whether it's right down the middle with a big stadium band like the Foo Fighters, or if you like it harder, we got System and Lamb of God and Bring Me the Horizon. And if you like your alternative, we got everything from the Foos to the Distillers and the Hives, and that list goes on and on too. So we're excited. This was kind of like a big kind of unleashing of a Christmas gift for everybody.
Now, you know what's funny? It's like you've been in this business a long time, and so have I. And I've seen bands come through Detroit, you know, for the first time on their first tour as like young, wide-eyed kids. The next thing you know, they're playing, you know, arenas or whatever like that. And you've kind of seen the same thing. And just like Ghost sticks out to me right away, because I know Ghost has played this tour before, and now they're going to be probably playing probably second to last at the end of the night or something like that. So you've seen some of these bands kind of grow up in front of your eyes as well.
Yeah, you're good. You're good on that Ghost guess there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say Ghost is a great example of that. Hailstorm, to me, really kind of is the poster child for how much we care about finding and discovering new talent. And then hopefully a decade later, they're a top three main stage act. I mean, the first time they played, they opened the side stage. The second time, they played the second stage. The third time, they opened the main stage. So now they're coming back as one of our crown champions. And that's what it's all about. It's amazing to have the Foo Fighters and System and have a band like Disturbed. But it's also about some discovery of some great rock out there. And believe me, on this festival, we have a ton of it. Just look at the lower lines and then work your way up.
Yes, one of the bands I've really fallen in love with this year that's actually played before for you guys has been Avatar, and I really love those guys. I saw them live this year. What a great live band they are.
Yeah, that's one we wanted to bring back because, like you said, good songs, but they really bring an entertainment value to their performance, as opposed to like five dudes just, you know, standing on stage with Marshall Stacks. They provide a lot more.
And you were talking a few minutes ago about Andrew Dice Clay, of course, being on the comedy and spoken word spot part. And like, the Dice Man's obviously legendary, and there's probably a lot of kids that are going there under 30 years old that they have no clue who the Dice Man is. But there's other guys out there like, you know, Henry Rollins, man. That guy is, if there's a guy out there that does spoken word better than him, I haven't seen him yet.
And that's one of the many newer things you're going to see with this festival is, in addition to the comedy tent, it's also going to be a spoken word night. We'll have Henry Rollins. Tom Morello will get up in the spoken word tent. Henry's hysterical, but it's very thought-provoking, while Dice will just bring the rock and roll comedy. And Pauly Shore, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that, yeah. Yeah, and Henry Rollins, you talk about, you know, hysterical and thought-provoking. There's not many people that can tell a story better than him. And that's a real art, you know?
No, I know. And I think, you know, I think that 20 minutes or so that he's on stage, you know, headlining in the spoken word tent, it will come and go so quick, so you won't want to miss it.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, once again, May 17th, 18th, and 19th in Columbus, and tickets are on sale this coming...
We'll have a general on sale this Friday. It's all there at SonicTempleFestival.com. I want to really emphasize that and drive everybody to that website, because you'll see the lineup. You'll see all the VIP packages. You'll see a couple of pre-sale dates. But the general on sale is this Friday, 10 a.m. East Coast time, SonicTempleFestival.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Pretty good Talking Rock episode today. Of course, it's going to go downhill now, but it's been pretty good. So
your
far.
Confidence in me is.
Yeah, I got to thank Satchel from Steel Panther for checking in. Also, Gary Spivak from SonicTempleFestival.com. Mm-hmm. That's what's replaced Rock on the Range. And like he was talking about, man, Foo Fighters, System of a Down, Disturbed, Bring Me the Horizon, Hailstorm, Ghost. And of course, like I said, you can't have. You can't have a festival named Sonic Temple without bringing the Cult.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You know,
that's like, and it's just like Rock in the Range always was. This bill, it's everybody is there, and also in about 300 bands you've never heard of too.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands, but it's kind of cool because you can discover some stuff, man. I saw some bands last year. What am I thinking of? There was a couple bands I saw, and I'm like, wow, these guys are pretty good. Saw Wilson for the first time last year there with their new material and stuff like that. And Avatar, I'm looking forward to seeing again. I saw those guys this year, and they blew me away. So yeah, looking forward to getting out there and checking it out once again, May 17th, 18th, 19th in Columbus, Ohio. But
oh dear God, Henry Rollins is under comedy and spoken word.
Yeah, well, dude, what's so funny about that? I mean, I was just talking with Gary about that. Have you ever seen Henry Rollins spoken word?
No, but even his music is spoken word pretty much.
For the most part. But like I was just telling Gary, there are a few people out there that could tell a story better than Henry Rollins.
Yeah, I don't know. It just struck me as funny. There's all these bands, all these musicians, and Henry Rollins is down here at the bottom next to Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, well, they're
between Andrew Dice Clay and Pauly Shore.
And Pauly Shore, two there legends of the comedy circuit.
More to be announced.
Yeah, there you go. So, anyways, yeah, the comedy tent's always really cool. It's always packed, too.
Yeah,
so.
I've never made it down.
No, it's cool,
never
man.
Never had a chance.
It's awesome. Hey, I'll tell you what. In years past, there was one band that Gary told me that they tried to get and they couldn't get because it was in the same area where Dimebag Darrell was killed, and that was Hell Yeah. And then, of course, with the passing of Vinnie Paul last year, which leads us to our first story today. Looks like the guys from Hell Yeah going to possibly put out some new stuff this next year.
It does look like it. Hell Yeah has revealed over the Thanksgiving holiday that there is one more album. They are going to be planning on releasing it here in 2019, but that will of course be the final album recorded with Vinnie Paul.
Yeah, that's I'm sure that a lot of the drum tracks were already laid down or something. They were pretty heavy into the recording and stuff, and I know that they were working on it. And I know that VP actually texted me a few times about some of the new stuff they were working on. I don't know anything about it. He was just, you know, he just let me know they were working on some stuff and whatnot. So yeah, it'll be cool to hear, and hopefully the metal fans will come out in force to pick up this record and support VP and of course the guys from Hell Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what, I do like when a band, unfortunately, when you lose a member, I like that they do go ahead and release the thing anyway. You know, I think we mentioned it before, the Cranberries, they had that new album out, or not out, but they had recorded a new album, and then Dolores O'Riordan passed away, and they announced, yes, we're going to go ahead and release it, and then we're just calling it quits. There's no more Cranberries without Dolores.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume Hell Yeah wouldn't tour, but, you know, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe if somebody like a Joey Jordison or something like that could pop up and, you know, maybe another, you know, Chris Adler or something,
sure,
or whoever that's not touring, not doing anything, could fill the spot of VP and then go out on tour. Maybe they'll do that.
Those are a couple of good names right there that you just threw out there off the top of your head as well. So.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. That's and by the way, I have nothing to
no.
Oh,
no,
I'm just throwing names out.
Yeah, you're just throwing names out there. But and that would be somebody that a fan of Hell Yeah would appreciate seeing back there filling in for Vinny. Well, speaking of other bands that we aren't going to see on tour, Black Sabbath recently wrapped up, right? Well, I just saw in this recent interview that Ozzy Osbourne isn't all that crazy about working with Tony Iommi.
Yeah, well, you know, I saw this thing earlier, and it's like I guess that Ozzy said, you know, you're not supposed to talk over the solos, and you know, half the songs are solos, and it's like, you know, all this stuff, and Ozzy just wants to do his own thing. You know, this is why bands break up.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is, it's almost the reverse of some, where some guys continue working together, and they just get, you know, you work together long enough, you just get sick of each other. Mm. His is almost like the reverse. He's like, I love the guy. And
right.
Personally, love Tony Iommi. He's not crazy about collaborating with him, but he does also say that if there was a lead in Black Sabbath, he says, without Tony and his riffs, we'd still be in a rehearsal space doing nothing. So even all of that, not being crazy about working with Iommi, he still gives him a lot of credit for Black Sabbath's success.
Yeah, those guys, man, grew up together, you know, started this whole thing together, and all these years later, now it's, you know, I talked to Carl Palmer a couple months back, and I guess he was hanging out with Tony Iommi. He says he's doing really well, too, so that's good news. But, I guess, you know, hey, the same thing happened, you know, with Guns N' Roses. I remember talking with Slash, and he says, hey, listen, would you go back to your ex-wife, which, of course, I don't have an ex-wife, but I kind of get the analogy, but apparently he did go back to his ex-wife and his ex-sister-in-law and ex-brother-in-law and the whole thing, and they've been touring and going pretty successful, but I guess the other night, a little bit of a hiccup.
Yes, that's true, and because Axl Rose evidently was really sick before they took the stage out just the other night, and had to leave early, but he did go out. Axl Rose addressed his illness with the fans before he took the stage, saying that they've got him on IVs and a bunch of injections because he's sick today, that he was going to still try and throw out the best show that they could, but they did have to end up canceling the show. They did get about 20 songs in, I'd heard, before they had to call it quits, though.
Yeah, Duff McKagan actually tweeted out, thank you, Abu Dhabi. He says, Axl Rose pulled off a damn miracle. The man was beyond ill and pulled off something I've never seen in my 40 years of playing. You all pulled him through. Till next time. That was about the show. I guess Axl was really sick. And you know what? What are you going to say? I mean, the guy's been flawless for the last 2 years, and all of a sudden, one little hiccup because he's sick. You know, hey, that happens.
Everyone gets sick. I mean, we've had to deal with that being on the air before.
Yeah.
You know, just doesn't feel great. But
and we just don't get as much press as someone else does. we're not here. So
yeah, we don't typically get any press. But also want to throw this out there: a self-professed, all right, Tobias Forge from Ghost has described himself as being a band dictator.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he really likes any input on composing music or arranging his music. He says he can work. I actually like this quote, Meltdown. It says, I can work with people perfectly fine just as long as I get to decide who I want to work with someone or not.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, listen, that band is his band, Ghost.
Yeah,
you don't even know who's in the band, and probably for a lot of reasons, you know.
Yeah, well, for the longest time, you didn't even necessarily know Tobias Forge. It was always that character, you know, whatever character
Cardinal
he was.
Cardinal Copia, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Anyways, it's like, is it Cardinal Copia? Papa Emeritus.
Whatever, the whole list of the characters that he's played at the front of the stage.
Yeah, he's definitely the leader of that band. Yeah. That's all his idea. Apparently, he's kind of big in the pop world, too, which I'm still trying to figure that whole thing out overseas. But anyways.
Well, final story for you, Meltdown. I just thought this was a little bit of fun, because I've had these very similar thoughts. You know, you listen to Hailstorm songs, sometimes they get a little risque.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I remember being on the air playing their song I Get Off.
Right.
You know, about them being watched and how you get off on being watched, you know. And I always thought it would be kind of strange for RJ, who is Lizzie Hale's brother, in the back playing drums, be like, like listening to his sister sing about all this stuff. So it came up recently, their latest single, Do Not Disturb, is kind of based on a threesome. You know, and so when they started, doing all the background vocals and stuff like that, you know, Lizzie Hale says that, you know, just I don't know if it's because we're related, but when it comes to complimenting my voice, RJ's just got the best voice to back me up. So, of course, he's on all these tracks. And then so they did address the fact that he's backing up his sister on this this song about getting laid.
Yeah.
And she went to address it and said, listen, when we do this live, and he stopped her right there and said, don't worry, I've got you. you. I'm all for women empowerment. And he said, you just be you. I'm good. I'll do the parts. And she said, he's very secure.
Well, better him than me, I have to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, no, I don't think I could back up my sister's band doing the same thing.
There's not a chance I could do that either. Nope. So anyways, we're going to wrap it up right there. I got to thank Satchel and Gary Spivak for joining us today. What's your Twitter handle there?
At Albeck Radio.
I can check out mine at Meltdown WRIF and at Talking Rock with One for the show today. Of course, if you like this podcast, make sure you give it a 5-star rating, write a review, share with your friends, tweet it out. And of course, keep listening, because speaking of Hailstorm and speaking of RJ, I will have RJ on later on this week. Gary Hoey is scheduled this week. Let's see. Jamie Madrox from Twisted is scheduled as well. I did an interview with Bumblefoot on the 23rd. On the 10th anniversary of Chinese Democracy on the 23rd of November. That's coming up as well. And I got another really big interview with a legendary guitarist coming up here, which we actually mentioned just a few minutes ago. But anyways, we'll leave that until it happens. So, yeah, keep checking back. It's the Talking Rock with Meltdown podcast. And, of course, Al Beck doing rock news here. And thanks so much for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.